Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was a thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "The voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Greeks had come to honor Christ. They must have had a Greek connection, like Philip. So an insider who would perhaps facilitate to get Jesus' autograph. Look, that's the language we understand when it comes to the famous, but they probably didn't use autographs at the time of Jesus. But what they didn't know is that Jesus was equally pleased that they were there, perhaps because they represented all other nations. It was for God's glory. But the strangest thing was that this glory was going to be achieved through death. And Jesus had been talking about his death for a while, and now he was giving a picture, a sort of a map of what would really take place. So first, Jesus look at them, the Greeks, and tell those who were listening to him, "Now the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." And then he explained that the seed must die to produce a harvest. What a powerful image of death. And the map was complete. I get it. It's easy for us to be content with just knowing Jesus a little, just a little. No deep commitment. We love anything that demands the least of our time, the least of our efforts. And I bet Jesus was responding to the Greeks that wished to see him. And this is how I imagine in my head that looking at the Greeks, and Jesus was telling them, "You are the reason I came. My love for you is without limit. I am soon going to demonstrate to you how I truly love you." And will they love Jesus just this little? Or will they love Jesus intensely with everything that is their minds, their belongings, their families? Will they love Jesus intensely? That is the question. And God wants us, both Jews or Greek or whatever nationality you are, God wants all of us to know him, not superficially, but very personal way, in a personal way, and a very real, deep, and authentic way. And I'm going to ask us tonight, Would today be that moment for us to recommit, to follow Jesus in a new way, in the real way? Will there be a cost? Let's find out. Now, the prophet Jeremiah is talking to his audience about this new covenant that God was going to make with his people. And he told them that it will be a special covenant, unlike the previous one that God had made with their ancestors, you know, that they broke it, right? So God was saying to the prophet, tell them that this new covenant will be a total new situation. And on one hand, there is a way in which this new covenant was going to begin with this new troubling hour that Jesus was talking about. The hour has come. And so on one hand, this hour will be about the glory of God. Will be about the glory of God, and God will be glorified. The name of God will be glorified. But on the other hand, it will be a heart-wrenching moment. It will be a heart-wrenching moment. And Jesus was determined to go through it willingly to seal this new covenant with his own blood. Now, this new covenant in Christ will make it possible not only for the people of Brazil, for the people of Bangladesh, for the people of the Bayou in the United States, for all people, for all races, to all come to worship God, to have new lives, living with faithfulness and truth in their lives. Everyone, that's the new covenant. And I think that's why Jesus was so excited to see the Greeks come. Yes, it is for them that I have come, so that they come to know our Father in heaven. So now, I'm not sure if really, think about it, I'm not sure if the Greeks really wanted to get an autograph of Jesus. You know, like an autograph is a simple thing, you know. You don't even remember in 69 you got the autograph of, who's that man there here? Elvis Presley. You don't remember that. And so, what did they really want to get an autograph? But Jesus wanted more from them. To know Jesus Christ more personally, in much deeper way, in a full way, complete way. That's what Jesus wanted, a deep commitment because of his great love, strong, wide, and deep love for them. He loved them. And tell me, if you love someone, wouldn't you want them to love you back? Bingo, right. And so Jesus wanted them to respond in the like. He loves them so much, that he wants them also to love Jesus back. And this is what Jesus said about deep commitment. Those who love their life will lose it, and those who hate their lives in this world will keep it for eternal life. And let me say this. In this world, our attention and loyalty gets pulled from all directions. There's family, there's work, there's friends, there's political party, there's golf club, and there's the Grizzlies. Right? There's so much that compete for our attention, and whoever seeks God more than all the attractive things of the world will keep his life into eternal life. And he also said, if a seed dies, goes into the ground and dies, then it will produce a harvest, much, much fruits. Maybe there are stuff that needs to die within me, within us, so that new life can emerge. What Jesus meant here was the salvation of all souls could only come by the dying of this corn of wheat, which is Jesus Christ, laying in the grave and rising again into new life with a new mystical body, of which all born-again people of all races and class are very much part of. Let me end with this. Perhaps things have been out of control for you lately, and today, like the Greeks, you wish to see Jesus. in a new way, not for a simple autograph. You wish to know Jesus more deeply than you do now and make an even more serious commitment, no matter what comes your way. Amen.